Nearly 2 months after its regular deadline, the Alaska legislature is poised to gavel out. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that both chambers have approved a $5 billion operating budget and agreed on a way to pay for the deficit.
There will be no government shutdown or an 11th-hour deal to avert one. If you're a glass-half-full type, you could even say the legislature brokered a compromise with a couple of weeks to spare. The big sticking point in negotiations was the cost of living increases that public employees had negotiated in their contracts. During the House floor session, Finance Co-Chair Mark Newman explained that the legislature would pay for the raises this year, but there were conditions.
Number one, that these are one-time increments. Two, that there be no cost of living pay raises beginning with collective bargaining agreements negotiated in 2015.
And the legislature was directing Governor Bill Walker to make $30 million in agency cuts to offset the raises. Newman, a Big Lake Republican, also explained that the final version of the operating budget restored some money for education, the ferry system, senior benefits, and public broadcasting. While a deal was struck, there was some grumbling from both sides. Senator Mike Dunleavy, a Mat-Su Republican, defended some of the more contentious reductions that had been made in his body, noting that cuts will need to be even deeper next year.
We're looking at a $4 billion deficit, and if people thought it was difficult this year, it's not going to be any easier next year. And some sacred cows that escaped a haircut this year, some of those sacred cows may actually be butchered coming into the next year.
Meanwhile, Democrats expressed disappointment that the legislature did not consider scaling back oil tax credit payments or accept federal money for Medicaid expansion. In both chambers, the minority was split on the budget for these reasons. But they all voted to tap the state's rainy day account. Senate Minority Leader Berta Gardner said the multi-billion dollar draw was necessary to cover the state's budget deficit and prevent the government from grinding to a halt.
My objections to the underlying budget are not strong enough to take us back to the brinksmanship. They're not strong enough to endanger the permanent fund dividend, which is a proposal that's been floated. And we remain committed to trying to protect the fund for future generations. Lastly, I don't want to add even another single day to this special session.
There was one area of unanimous agreement.
We are all immensely relieved that this endless session is drawing to a close.
According to the legislature's accounting staff, the cost of the extended and special sessions exceeded $500,000. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.